Welcome to the Weekly Radio Spin, a look at the stories behind the news, brought to you by the Center for Media and Democracy. I'm Diane Farsetta.
And I'm Sari Williams. In our top spin, the U.S. Interior Department has been rocked by scandal. Officials who collect royalties from oil and gas companies were recently outed for allegedly accepting gifts from those companies. There is evidence the government employees also used cocaine and had sex with industry representatives. But here is the real problem. Officials in another Interior Department agency might have met with environmentalists. At least, that's the concern of Americans for American Energy, or AAE. AAE is a pro-drilling front group formed by a public relations firm. AAE is concerned that officials at Interior's National Landscape Conservation System might have shared information with the Wilderness Society and National Wildlife Federation. It's asking Congress to investigate and to stop action on two bills it feels might have been compromised. AAE also accused the Wilderness Society and National Wildlife Federation of, quote, pursuing an anti-American energy political agenda, end quote.
Foreign governments often turn to Washington, D.C. lobbying firms and think tanks to boost their political clout. But secretly involving a prestigious research university is another matter. That's what the government of Kazakhstan did with help from their public relations firm, APCO Worldwide. APCO approached the Central Asia Caucasus Institute at Johns Hopkins University. Through APCO, the Kazakh government paid Johns Hopkins to author three reports about Kazakhstan and to sponsor think tank discussions of the reports. Neither the university nor the institute disclosed the Kazakh government funding. The director of the institute said they were in touch with APCO, not the Kazakh government, and had full editorial control over the reports.
The International Monetary Fund and World Bank are so unpopular that they routinely inspire large protests, like this one outside their April 2000 meeting in Washington, D.C.
It's the bad things that are being globalized, like inequality, like environmental injustice. We're globalizers as well, but we're globalizing our resistance to capital.
But better times are ahead for the International Monetary Fund, or IMF. They recently hired the major public relations firm Hill & Knowlton. Hill & Knowlton will help the IMF with global outreach, leading PR teams across the Middle East, North Africa, Central Asia, and the Far East. The PR firm will also draft for the IMF, quote, customized contract programs with key opinion formers, influencers, and the wider financial and economic community, end quote. Presumably, the Black Bloc and other IMF protesters won't be invited.
After multiple scandals over unsafe drugs, tainted vegetables, and other dangerous products, the U.S. Food and Drug Agency is boosting its public relations efforts. The agency hired a PR consultant to work with its top officials for 2 years. The consultant then decided the FDA needed even more PR help, so she contacted friends at Corvus Communications, a public relations firm that also works for the drug industry group Pharma. As if that weren't bad enough, the consultant then worked with Corvus to bend the rules and award the PR firm a $300,000 no-bid contract. They claimed that the contract would go to an Alaska-based firm that can receive no-bid contracts because it's a native-owned company. After the deception was revealed, the FDA suspended the PR contract. Ironically, the stated goal of the contract was to, quote, create and foster a lasting positive public image of the agency for the American public, end quote.
And now it's time to play 6 Degrees of Spin and Fakin, our look at the connections between media manipulators. Earlier, we mentioned Americans for American Energy. This patriotic-sounding front group was formed by the public relations firm PacWest Communications after it received $3 million from the state of Alaska to promote drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. In July 2008, Americans for American Energy took part in a campaign called Stop the War on the Poor. The campaign also included the Congress of Racial Equality, which has received funding from ExxonMobil. The campaign claimed that increasing domestic drilling would reduce energy costs. However, U.S. government data shows there would only be a very small price drop decades from now.
That's this week's edition of the Weekly Radio Spin. For more information, visit the Center for Media and Democracy's website at www.prwatch.org.